Hey, I'm with two legends. The guy that, I can't remember if he brought Bobby Jones to Philadelphia. Did he? Okay, the guy that did that, and the guy that has set the world on fire with basketball and loves Jesus, Pat Williams. Who's this tall fellow we're standing next to?
Bobby Jones was a special player. He's a special person. We traded for him in the summer of 1978. Sent George McGinnis to Denver. Bobby Jones came to us in Philly and was the missing piece, really, on our team. Great defender, clutch shooter, great team guy. And he's the guy, Bobby's the guy, that wanted to start a chapel program within the ranks of the 76ers, and we did. And look what's happened. Look what's happened down the years. Now there's a team chaplain in every city with every team and Sunday chapels. What do you think of all that, Bobby?
Bobby, what about now? You got a lot to live up to here.
Well, it's a blessing. You know, I was in Denver. People thought my career was over with the epilepsy and all the other heart things I had. And Pat believed in me and got me over there. And, you know, to have a Christian general manager made a huge difference in my life, to have the spiritual encouragement of a chapel every night, really motivated my career, I think.
Wow. Yeah. So we're in Charlotte, North Carolina. You know a lot about this town, don't you, Bobby Jones?
I grew up in Charlotte from the sixth grade on. Yeah, this is in my home. It sure has.
Well, and we're in this, we just came out of this service. The Holy Spirit showed up here this morning, Pat Williams. What in the world happened?
Well, this is the 38th year that we've had a chapel service at the All-Star Weekend. This was a big one, big turnout. And Dr. David Chadwick spoke, and he did more than speak. He preached. And we had some marvelous music. And we're still here, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes after it's over, and half the crowd hasn't left yet. You know, they just want to kind of linger here in the atmosphere of the whole thing. But it was a very special morning.
You two really are the pioneers. I mean, you know, Pat is as a leader, is a general manager, and then Bobby is a player who really wanted, there was a hunger in your soul for something more, wasn't there? And you're playing ball, you're making money, but there's got to be more.
Well, it's an insulated world we lived in, and you know, you don't hear the truth. You know, you're on the court, you're traveling, you're on the road all the time, dealing with injuries. To have somebody who you can share prayer requests with and to get the word from, really does build you up. It gives you the power of the Holy Spirit to do what you're meant to do, and that's to play basketball.
Bobby Jones, NBA great, 76ers, world champions, Pat Williams, who's now the general manager or vice president down at the Orlando Magic. Pat, tell everyone, so you got seven-footers, you got general managers, you got chaplains. Really, those chaplains are the heavy lifters.
Well, they are. And we had, I don't know, maybe of the 30 teams, I think 15 chaplains or so came this weekend. And they were here this morning, and somebody financed to get them here. Which was a great gift to them. And so they're the rock, really. Every single night in the NBA, an hour before the game, there's a service, a short service with the chaplain of that team. The players aren't forced. They come voluntarily from both teams and come into the room, and they'll hear a message, and then they pray together. And then they go out and bang each other over the head an hour later, you know, and compete. But in that little quiet moment, 12 minutes, 13 minutes, they're there with that chaplain. The chaplains do it voluntarily, give it their time, and it's a beautiful story.
So, All-Star Weekend, Charlotte, North Carolina. It's nice to have the All-Star in God's country. Isn't it, Bobby Jones?
Absolutely. Amen. Yes, sir.
So you have the dunk contest. You have the young guns playing each other. You have the legends. You have the celebrity game. You have the three-point contest. You have the big All-Star game, which is tonight. It's Sunday morning. But in the middle of all of this, there's a moment with God. There's something significant. Bobby, tell everyone why this is maybe the most significant thing of the whole weekend.
Well, it is the most significant thing. This is really the truth. This is the reality of life, that God is real. God is alive. He came to earth through Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Pat has been sharing that for 38 years in the chapel program. I started in 1981. It's just been a blessing for all of us who've been involved in it. I came as a player. I've come in as a former player, and it still blesses me.
Well, I'm here with my daughter, Faith. What do you say to 12-year-olds like her? What do you say to other young people, young and old, looking at basketball, burning through life, looking for hope and purpose? What do you say to someone who's been there and done it?
You're going the wrong way. Look at the Word. The Word tells you where to live and how to live and what real meaning of life is.
Well, now, Pat, on and off the court, Bobby Jones, what do you say about that? Does he back up what he says?
Well, there's no question. Bobby is one of those athletes that you can point to that not only was a great talent, but his faith is real. There's certain role models in this Christian world and sports world. Tony Dungy, for example, David Robinson, Kurt Warner. I mean, I don't want to overkill that, but Bobby's a real... Let me just put this way. The tongue in his shoes is always pointing in the same direction as the tongue in his mouth. That's the best way I can put it.
He just used one of the quotes from his own book. I mean, he's written 110 books. Bobby, I mean, we got to get started on something.
That's another gift that the Lord's blessed him with. Yeah.
Well, when I've read many of his books, I'm working on reading all of them. One of my life's goals, read all of Pat Williams' books before I go to heaven. And a bunch of them talk about a guy named Bobby Jones, a guy who took it for real and worked hard on the court but loved Jesus at the same time. And now you're here in Charlotte with your family. You got grandkids. And so thanks for being an example to younger, now I'm not so young anymore, ball players like me and my little faith here. And thank you for all you're doing. And tell us one more challenge out there for people listening.
I guess the challenge would be, you know, to step away from what the world says is important. And look what's really important. As the chapel leader, David Chadwick, said today, it's encouragement. Encourage your brothers. Encourage your sisters. And just don't put somebody down. Just build somebody up.
God bless you. This is Truth Talk Weekend from the NBA All-Star Weekend. Pat Williams, we're going to be talking about your new book here in a second, Character. And that's Bobby Jones, NBA legend.
What a treat to talk to Bobby Jones, legendary NBA All-Star, All-World, who loves Jesus, and Pat Williams, the man who brought Bobby Jones to the Philadelphia 76ers to begin with. But wait till you hear about Pat Williams' new book. I had a chance to ask Pat about his brand new book, Character, Carved in Stone.
Character Carved in Stone came about when I made a visit to West Point. I was asked to come up and speak to the sports teams at Army. Afterwards, they gave me a tour of the campus, and I ended up in a little park called Trophy Point, looking out over the Hudson River, a beautiful scene. I noticed in the park a series of benches. There were 12 of these concrete benches there, and at the end of each bench, there was a word carved into the stone, a different word, like compassion, courage, discipline, trust, responsibility, perseverance, those kind of words. Further research discovered that the class of 1935 at Army gave those benches as a class gift, and they wanted the students, the future leaders, to live their lives based on those words. And so we got excited. I got excited. I thought, nobody knows this. What a best kept secret this is. So the publisher agreed when I said this could be a book, you know, one of those words per chapter. And so we began working on that. And then we decided to see if we could match up a West Point graduate who best exemplified that particular word. And so you'll read about Ulysses S. Grant and Dwight D. Eisenhower and Douglas MacArthur. You'll read about General Omar Bradley and General Matthew Ridgway and General Jack Pershing. You know, military heroes, all West Point grads who we felt modeled one of those particular words. You'll read about Coach Mike Krzyzewski, a West Point grad.
He wrote the foreword.
And he wrote the foreword for us beautifully. We were so thrilled about that. And you'll read about Maggie Dixon, the women's basketball coach at Army, who was really making her mark when she died suddenly of an enlarged heart at age 27. Those are the kind of people that we plug in here with these different words. So the book is out. We're excited about its potential. We want to inspire people to live by those words. And what I really hope is that the book will penetrate up at West Point. And the students and the faculty and the coaches will get a good flavor of this book and discover right on their campus is this beautiful little park with these 12 benches. They probably don't even know about it, but hopefully they will now.
Thank you, Pat, for writing that book and for sharing that with the world. We're going to recommend everyone get a copy. There it is right there. We're going to put a picture up. Character Carved in Stone. Brilliant, brilliant stories. The 12 core virtues of West Point that build leaders and produce success. A lot of heritage there. Pat Williams, one of my favorite people in the whole world. What I told him the other day when I called him my favorite living author, Pat Williams. God bless you, man.
I thought it was Charles Dickens.